Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Soft Encouragement Daily. You know that feeling when your week has just been a whirlwind? Like you've run a marathon in flip-flops, constantly dodging stress balls and juggling flaming torches? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Sundays are here to be our superheroes, the day we reclaim our sanity, recharge our batteries, and remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Today, we're diving deep into the power of prioritizing your well-being on Self-Care Sunday. Because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs without us neglecting our own happiness and health. Think about it, you wouldn't run a car on empty, right? Your body and mind are no different. So, what does Self-Care Sunday really look like? It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are fantastic. It's about creating intentional moments of nourishment for your soul. Here are five key takeaways to make this Sunday truly shine. First up, disconnect to reconnect. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through an endless stream of updates? Take a break. Seriously, put that thing down and give your brain a much-needed reset. Step away from the screens and engage with your surroundings. Take a walk in nature, read a book, or simply enjoy the quiet. You might be surprised how rejuvenating it feels. Next, move your body. This doesn't have to mean hitting the gym for an intense workout. Think of movement as a way to express yourself, release tension, and boost your energy. Try a gentle yoga flow, go for a scenic bike ride, or even just dance around your living room like nobody's watching. Remember, it's about finding joy in movement, not pushing yourself beyond your limits. Third, nourish your body with goodness. Treat yourself to a delicious, healthy meal that makes you feel good from the inside out. Skip the processed foods and opt for fresh ingredients. Think vibrant salads, hearty soups, or colorful smoothies bursting with antioxidants. Remember, what you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Now, let's talk mindfulness. Take some time to quiet your inner chatter and simply be present in the moment. Try a guided meditation, practice deep breathing exercises, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts without judgment. This is about cultivating a sense of peace and clarity within yourself. Finally, treat yourself with kindness. You deserve it, whether it's indulging in a relaxing bath, reading that book you've been eyeing, or spending quality time with loved ones, make sure to incorporate activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity for living a fulfilling life. Think about the last time you truly took care of yourself. How did it feel? Energized? Refreshed? More grounded? That's the power of prioritizing your well-being. You know that feeling when you've had one too many commitments, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt? That's exactly where Self-Care Sunday comes in. Imagine this. You wake up on a Sunday morning, not dreading the day ahead but actually looking forward to it. You decide to go for a walk in the park, breathing in the fresh air and enjoying the sunshine. You come home, whip up a delicious breakfast packed with nutrients, and settle down with a good book. No emails, no phone calls, just pure relaxation and self-indulgence. This isn't about being lazy, it's about setting intentions to recharge your batteries so you can tackle the week ahead with renewed energy and focus. So, remember, Self-Care Sunday isn't a day off, it's an investment in yourself. It's about showing up for yourself with love and compassion. And trust me, your future self will thank you. Ready to make this weekend your best Self-Care Sunday yet? Share your favorite self-care rituals in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Soft Encouragement Daily for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, stay soft, stay kind, and remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and a whole lot of self-care.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.